News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The Association of Secondary Teachers in Ireland will be seeking an official resolution to the teachers' concerns about the senior cycle redevelopment programme. It comes after 68% of teachers voted against a package of measures to support them in the new curriculum. And I am joined now by General Secretary of the ASTI, Kieran Christie. Good morning to Kieran. Tell us specifically your issues with this senior cycle redevelopment programme.
Well, as you stated there in your intro there, Ciara, a package of measures, an insufficient package of measures, were put to our members some weeks ago, and they were roundly rejected in the ballot by our members. And very significant concerns continue to occupy the minds of our members in relation to the implementation of a senior cycle redevelopment programme that, in truth, should have been postponed and given the time and space to address the kind of issues that we are raising.
Okay, but what are the issues with this redevelopment programme, Christy?
Well, they range across a whole range of issues from resources and equity. We have major concerns around AI and training. And, we have concerns related to the subjects themselves in terms of their content and the assessment arrangements. Like just on the AI one there, for instance, we're reading in our newspapers every day that the whole area of AI is being struggled in the context of assessment, not only in second level, but across the third level sector as well. And we read in the paper last week that even the government's own advisory body are telling them that there are no tools for detecting it.
Well, I mean, there are some tools for detecting it, but whether or not they're adequate to properly detect it is another issue. So your fear is that AI, that I suppose students' ability to use AI in the project work, is that what you're saying? It creates a lack of fairness potentially or equity, that kind of thing?
Well, the proposals have a considerable expansion of the whole area of additional assessment components, and it's in that area that our concerns are particularly acute. There's been no training, and bizarrely, the State Examinations Commission, who will be setting these tasks, are only commissioning at this point in time research into how they will actually deal with it. And
okay.
Yet, from September, teachers are expected to be grappling with it.
So just so I understand, is your issue with the redevelopment programme or with the lack of training and, I suppose, support for teachers implementing the redevelopment programme, or is it both?
No, we've been supportive of the idea. We believe curriculum is organic and it changes over time and so on. And we've been supportive of that and we've been cooperating with it and participating in the process. But this thing is too rushed. And the truth of the matter is that, you know, there's inadequate training that has been provided to our members. I've mentioned the concerns there around AI, but there are wider concerns even around the manner in which the curriculum has been developed in terms of the content. For instance, there are three science subjects in the first tranche of the implementation coming in immediately in September. And there's been a raging debate in the scientific community, both at second level and indeed among academia, around the quality of what's being proposed and the appropriateness of what is being proposed.
Okay.
And we need to take a sharp intake of breath.
So what next for the ASTI? Are you going to refuse to engage with this programme? What is the next step for you?
The next step is that we're obviously we're members of we're participants and party to the current public sector pay agreement, and within that there are provisions for dispute resolution, and we're going to use those tools to engage with the Department of Education to seek resolution to all of these concerns.
Okay. Lastly, are you not going to engage with this new reform in September?
No, the minister has stated very clearly that it's coming in, and there's only one curriculum prescribed by the minister in law, and obviously we'll have to grapple with it, but we want to seek changes.
Okay. Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is the General Secretary of the ASTI, Kieran Christie.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.